Topic 5.2. Energy transfer between trophic levels. This MP3 revises energy transfer between the trophic levels. Each level of the food chain is a trophic level. For example, producers are trophic level 1, and the primary consumer, which eats the producers, is trophic level 2. Moving from one trophic level to the next, energy is passed on. However, only a very small amount is actually received by the next trophic level. When producers photosynthesize, they take in light energy from the sun. Producers take in just 1% of the available light energy. This is because of several reasons. One reason is that around 90% of the sun's light is reflected back into space by the atmosphere. Another reason is that chlorophyll can only absorb certain wavelengths of light. Light that is not of the correct wavelength will not be absorbed. Other reasons are that the light might not fall directly onto the producer's leaves, some light may be reflected from the leaf surface, or some light may pass through the leaves. Let's think about how producer plants use light now. When light energy is absorbed by the producers, it is used in photosynthesis to make organic compounds. The total amount of light energy transferred to organic compounds is called the gross production. Some of the chemical energy stored in the organic compounds is used for respiration, and the rest is stored. The amount of stored energy is called the net production. To work out the net production, you take away the amount of energy lost during respiration from the gross production. When the primary consumers eat the producers, only some of the energy is transferred. This is because the primary consumers cannot eat all of the plant. For example, there could be parts of the plant that are inedible. Other parts of the plant that are eaten might not be digestible. The consumer may be able to eat the petals, but does not have the right enzymes to break them down. In this instance, the undigested material will come out in the animal's feces. Only around 10% of the plant stored energy is used by the primary consumer for growth. Secondary and tertiary consumers, though, are slightly more efficient than primary consumers. 20% of the energy from the animal eaten is used by them for growth. Some of the energy is lost during excretion, and some is lost as heat during respiration. Mammals and birds lose more energy than other animals because they are warm-blooded. In a single food chain, of the energy that was in the producers, only 10% will reach the primary consumer, only 2% will reach the secondary consumer, and only 0.4% will reach the tertiary consumer. For this reason, most food chains only have 3, 4, or 5 trophic levels. There is not enough energy at the top of the food chain to keep lots of animals alive. This is why there are fewer animals at the top of the food chain than at the bottom. It is possible to work out exactly how much energy is at each trophic level of the food chain. This is measured in kilojoules per meter squared per year. It can also be useful to work out how efficient each energy transfer is. To do this, you need to know the amount of energy available in the trophic level before the energy transfer and the amount of energy available in the trophic level after the energy transfer. Divide the energy after by the energy before and times by 100 to calculate the efficiency. To sum up, this MP3 has described the energy transfer between trophic levels, how energy is lost, and how to calculate the efficiency of each energy transfer. Now let's have a think about some typical questions. Question 1. What is the name of the third trophic level? The name of the third trophic level is secondary consumer. Question 2. Where does the energy for the first trophic level come from? The energy for the first trophic level comes from the sun. Question 3. How would you calculate the net production of energy in the leaves? To calculate the net production of energy in the leaves, take away the amount of energy lost during respiration from the gross production. Question 4. Why do food chains rarely have more than 4 trophic levels? Food chains rarely have more than 4 trophic levels because there is not enough energy at the top of the food chain to sustain many animals. Question 5. How is energy lost during respiration? Energy is lost during respiration as heat. To summarise, the different trophic levels and how the producers receive their energy from the sun. The reasons why only a small percentage of this energy is actually absorbed by the plant. How energy is lost between the producer and the primary consumer and the primary and secondary consumers. Why there can only be a few trophic levels in each food chain and how to calculate the efficiency of each energy transfer.